These are the words of Thomas Merton from No Man is an Island, published in 1955. I'm going to read it for you twice. If we live for others, we will gradually discover that no one expects us to be as gods. We will see that we are human, like everyone else, that we all have weaknesses and deficiencies, and that these limitations of ours play a most important part in all our lives. It is because of them that we need others and others need us. We are not all weak in the same spots, so we supplement and complete one another, each one making up in himself for the lack in another. If we live for others, we will gradually discover that no one expects us to be as gods. We will see that we are human, like everyone else, that we all have weaknesses and deficiencies, and that these limitations of ours play a most important part in all our lives. It is because of them that we need others and others need us. We are not all weak in the same spots, and so we supplement and complete one another, each one making up in himself for the lack in another. Confession, I recorded an entire little whatever the things I record after the readings are, and then scrapped it because it didn't feel right. And I've never done that before. So this is kind of a new thing. So bear with me as I try to recollect my thoughts here. Thinking about weaknesses and deficiencies made me think about supplementation, and Merton uses that word. I think supplementation or supplements. And it made me think about all the supplements that I take on a daily basis to help with my really flawed digestion, and how I take those supplements because I know that my body's not going to get enough iron, or if it does get enough iron, then my zinc's going to be compromised. And if my zinc's compromised, my copper might be compromised. And so these things can just spiral. And I think that if we don't have a community to lean on, if we don't have loved ones to lean on, that our deficiencies and our weaknesses can spiral because we don't have that supplementation coming from others. So yeah, take your supplements, both orally and socially. I don't know, that sounds really strange to say, but your weaknesses and your deficiencies can be helped by being in relationship with others. And probably a lot easier to swallow than the size of some of these supplements. Holy crap, you should see my vegan omega acid pill. I swear to God, I don't know how I get it. Like, I don't know how I do it, especially since I can like take 10 pills at a time now. That one always freaks me out. Anyways, you don't listen to this to hear me talk about the medicines and supplements that I take. I actually don't know why you listen to this at all, but I'm really grateful that you do. So thanks for listening to this little ramble about supplements. If you're feeling weak and deficient today, try to identify and name what that perceived weakness and deficiency is, and then try to find someone who has the opposite. Maybe talk to them. I don't know. I never do know. I'm really just recording this into my phone in the morning while I stare out a window, and you know, we're all just trying our hardest. So with that, try your hardest to put SPF on your body today, especially if you're in the GTA UV index of 9. Drink your water, maybe aim for an extra cup, see how that feels. Be kind to yourselves with your weaknesses and your deficiencies. We all have them. And be kind to each other because we're all just struggling. We're just struggling. Maybe I'm projecting. Am I struggling? I don't know. It's Monday. I'm trying to just figure shit out, man. Thanks for letting me into your ear holes. Oh my God, why did I choose to re-record this? I love you so much. This is definitely worse than the first one. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, and I'll be a little less self-conscious. Is that a weakness? Is that a deficiency? Who knows? Bye.